I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
We had some boosts expire, it says.
That concept makes me so upset. Expiring boosts. Should be like a library card. Once you have it, you have it.
Booble says in our Discord he wants to start a GoFundMe for us, which I'm all for. Yeah, this is a great cause.
I have AIDS.
You have to drop a hard R. That's the only way we're making money.
No.
A GoFundMe. It's just how it works now in the world.
There has to be a threat of cancellation out there right now. I can't be getting canceled on a $200 a month podcast.
Not canceled, just the threat of cancellation.
The threat of cancellation. Well,
then you start a GoFundMe and you still keep your job.
I'm going after those PERS jobs. So if you know anything about PERS jobs, they're very woke in those institutions.
Extremely socialist, if I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, while we're on the subject, I was on The Book the other day, and I had Michael Rapaport come across my timeline. And I don't like Michael Rapaport. I don't follow Michael Rapaport. And it was a post, like, super just talking shit about Mamdani. And it was Mamdani, like, talking about how he was going to arrest Netanyahu, yada, yada. But then talking about how, if you actually watch the video, he's like, I can't do that. But if the federal government wants to, we will help them, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what Rapaport said. He was like, super, look at this socialist. Look at the suit he's wearing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I was like, first of all, like, why the fuck is this showing up on my timeline? So I went into the little thing, you know, the three dots where you can... I love doing this, by the way, because I have like the White House randomly stumble on my timeline and I report them for false information, which is just mwah, love doing it. So I went in there to do that for him and I couldn't because it was an advertisement. Every post he does is an advertisement. So he is paying for people to see his posts. That is fucking sad. Oh,
Does anyone else remember? I'm going to take a guess on the year. This is just a stab. I'll say 2022. I feel like it was tail end of COVID, and it's Michael. It may have been 2021.
He was
like
really
time.
Cool for like 20 minutes, like during COVID, and then suddenly just off a fucking cliff, man.
But where he's outside, he's still living in New York at this point, and it's out in the snow, and he's ranting and railing about someone, and someone just like throws a snowball at him. It's like, shut the fuck up. what's wrong? Shut the fuck up.
Just classic,
no one
classic New York voice,
it.
Too.
And he just walks
like,
away.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Fucking retard.
So good. So good. It was so good.
By the way, I don't say that word. New York
no, that
say
was
that
video.
Word.
That's
and I was
video.
Repeating the video. Oh my God. It was so
good.
Yeah,
I mean.
Remember first season of Fallout came out. And I remember he was a character on it. And I was like, oh shit. Like, they kind of fucked up. They got him to do the part like right before he sort of went off the rails. I was like, oh no. But then the season came out and the character he played is a fucking douchebag and he gets killed in like a hilarious way. And so they nailed it. It was just perfect.
I still like Rappaport. What was that show called? Boston Public? Boston Common? Had Shy McBride in it.
Shy McBride, legend.
Shy McBride. He was like, I think he was the principal at the high school.
Boston Public, I think, was like Mike O'Malley might have been in that one.
Okay, so then it was Boston Common.
It was Boston Common, I think.
It was a good show.
Which one was the one with Captain Kirk? What's his name? What's his fucking name?
Shatner.
Yeah, what's the one with Shatner? Boston Law? Is that the one with Shatner?
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal. I think that's it. Yeah. That's right.
Had a hell of a run.
Mike O'Malley from Guts fame. That dude ruled.
Yeah. He was the Rick, right? He was the Rick on
the Rick. Yeah. He was in another sitcom for a while too.
Rick. That's a reference. You got to be old to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know that reference.
That's when I used to watch ESPN back when the Rick was on, not these woke black people.
Well,
if you
ESPN's
know that
doing
reference,
their best
you need to
get rid of them.
You need to get your prostate checked, basically.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
It's
yeah.
time, guys. Yeah, I am. What is it? July. I'm like 9 months away from that, from the first one. So,
I heard taking the pill is better than doing the elixir for the prep.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. Thanks for the heads up.
See, I kind of
isn't it just dumping your guts one way or the other?
Yeah, but I think the elixir tastes terrible or something.
Kind of a bummer, I think.
Where the pill is just.
I feel like they're. Both, I mean, the purpose of them is a fucking bummer.
Oh,
it's
well,
to shit out
result,
your entire, all your guts. Yeah,
the end result is terrible. It's just
yeah. So
well,
it's more comfortable on the front end.
Well, I mean, we were talking about diarrhea in the Discord earlier. It's like, you know, like a good complete emptying, not necessarily no, like, bad. And if it's quick like that, you know, like.
Oh, it's not quick.
Oh no!
I kind of feel like once every couple of months, if I had a supply of like those meds, on like a Saturday afternoon, I'd just be like, I'm gonna take it, and it's the rest of the day. I'm gonna be home, and I'm gonna be cleaning my guts out, and then tomorrow by about 2, I'll be fine. I will just feel much better.
Yeah. Are we like WCP points it out? Are we mistaking a colonoscopy with a prostate exam? I think we might.
Isn't that what you? Is that what you said you were getting? Or are you just getting a finger in the butt?
Well, the prostate exam.
I'm thinking colonoscopy.
Well, don't you have to get you have to get one when you're 45, right? Isn't that a thing? That's what we're talking
45
about.
45 is the new 50.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about a colonoscopy. Okay, never mind. Yeah, never mind. All right. I just always, whenever I think of that, I think of like the Jackass movie where they get the colonic or whatever it is, where he goes in. Yeah, just. That's all he did for that, right? That was it.
I mean, it's enough.
That was content.
I mean, you basically just told like an Iraq war veteran. Yeah. You only did one tour?
That was content. I'm just saying.
Oh, you did?
I was talking with the 14-year-old about how I was sort of explaining what Jackass was the other day. And I was like, we need to watch the Jackass movies. And so
I you really got to hit on the in I thought you said 14-year-old, not
the 14-year-old.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you're talking just chat with a 14-year-old.
No, is this chilling? Hey, you want to come over and watch Jackass movies with me?
Just spreading knowledge.
Yeah, man. Talking to the youths, Ski.
The youths.
Yeah, the Utes. So, any sports?
There's some things. Do we want to start with?
Like what?
Well, do you want to start with just the insane people that run and are fans of the SEC?
Well, I thought we were going to go.
I thought we were going to go dun dun.
Right, we could start with that.
We sort of ended the pod last week with that. Yeah. Is like the Blazers, the city of Portland made their like, what?
This just in.
Okay.
To the TSB newsroom, I'm coming, and the Rock, shut up, bitch! Soundboard noises have been locked. I repeat. Donald Trump's I'm coming and the Rock's shut up bitch sounds on the soundboard have been locked. You're okay. Stay home. Stay safe. We're just here to, you know, serve the public and let you know those sounds are locked.
Do we still have the shut up silly woman though?
We do.
Okay. All right. Oof. Crisis averted.
I mean, kind of. Yeah. So get in the Discord and do some boosts. I tried to do that earlier and I have no idea. It wouldn't let me. It said like,
how'd they get
rid
of I'm going to come? How'd they choose that? That's like an old one. It's not even a new one.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah.
Random.
Curious.
Huh.
Quizzical.
Huh.
Spurious.
Huh. I don't understand. City of Portland. They made their whatever. It's not an offer. It's like a their thing of intent or whatever the hell, and Dundon shit on it pretty much immediately. And so people were scared after he called it a non-starter, which is, you know, essentially the same. It's essentially the same as saying, like, cool piece of paper, dudes. Nothing on that is worth anything to me. Like, try again. Go back. Try. I'm not going to even counter offer it because it wasn't even worth my time looking at. So that caused some concern among Blazer
fans. Was that actually Dundon, or was this Orem's a source inside the Blazers org? Because that's a big difference if it was Dundon.
So I don't know. I don't know who reported that. It could have been Orem, but yeah.
Yeah. Because he does love right now dropping his source, unnamed source in the Blazers organization.
Yeah.
Tells me.
Amazing how fast he got a source within Dundon's ownership group, right? Like, this guy who, like, universally is pretty much, like, dogged on by everybody. Interesting. So, again, cause for concern. And we haven't really heard anything else past that other than, I think it was like today or yesterday, the mayor of Portland told a reporter that he and Dundon have been talking and they're looking forward to working with the NBA on like a all-star game thing in Portland, all-star weekend happening in Portland, which if the Blazers stay in Portland, if they get upgrade their arena, if they end up coming to a deal, that's for sure going to happen. Which would be awesome, but
has Portland ever hosted an All-Star game?
No.
Yeah,
it'll be really cool. But it's gonna
cool
have to. You're gonna have to upgrade the area.
What they're hosting is not cool, though. Is the unfortunate.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. 20 years ago, 15 years ago, yeah, that would have been sick. I don't even know how they play the All-Star game anymore. I watched this year, like, and I don't know what format.
Isn't it like a race to 25? Like, ends.
They got rid of that. That was the one. They got rid of it. Yeah.
I don't fucking it. I'm with you. I haven't watched actual All Star game or anything really.
It's
for
not cool. Like, having an All Star game in your city is cool.
You want it. The city should want it. Yes. Just that's for diehards and rich people and celebs now.
So Nutian saying in the chat, new stuff from today. He's quoting the NBA told state mayor and county chair that if those three approved renovation funding around $600 million, it would encourage the incoming owner to sit down and negotiate. So $600 million. That was the number already, wasn't it?
Yeah. So Silver's saying cave to this guy just to get to the fucking table with him. Is that more or less the gist of that?
Meet the $600 million and then talk.
And then talk. Yeah.
But I thought it would be like, again, that was already the number. Like, that hasn't changed. I don't understand what the problem is. Like,
well, the whoever state city whoever is like starting to like push this stuff did put a lot of things in there of like, oh, you have to pay a certain amount in
protecting the city
property tax each year.
Yeah,
and I hate to break into live programming once again, but again, folks, just into the TSB news deck.
Brace yourself, folks.
Desk. WCP has deleted some sounds and rearranged some sounds, and I believe we are back. She added that.
We got the dun-dun. Love it.
We got the dun-dun.
Okay. Love it.
I will keep you updated with more. I will keep you abreast of the situation as updates come in. Back to you in the studio.
You know what that makes me want to do? You know what that makes me want to do, King? You know what that makes me want to do, King?
Do not come.
Oh. Well, that's not good. Oh. All right, Blazers.
I'm just hearing that sound you wanted is not back on the board.
But, yes, back to Blazers. If this was Silver saying, hey, City of Portland, if you green light all this money, it will try to pretty much force Dundon's hand to accept it.
That's what it sounds like.
At this point. But come out. I mean, I guess he doesn't want to come out and say that to. I mean, he wants to be in the good graces of all the owners. He doesn't want to be the commish that tells all these billionaires what to do.
Well, like the roadblock I've got on this and that in this whole like new development is like, yeah, okay. If the magic number is 600 million or if it was 400 million or if it was 800 million, if it's met, on what planet does the guy not have to like,
that's,
he has to take it. Like
he has to, like
he has to,
like yeah, that's like, what I, like that's according, the according to the I don't league, get is it's like
there's no way Silver would just sit there and be like, hey, the city's doing everything you're fucking asking here. Like, take the deal, shithead. Quit being a shithead.
Well, which yeah. was the first thing I said when this was brought, well, I've yeah. been like a month now or whatever it was it, he wants to come up with, you know, criteria and things that they can't meet. Like, if he wants to leave, he has to play this game. I mean, he can't, if they say, well, all right, we're going to give you the money, he's going to have to come up with, say, that's not enough. Or here's these other things I need. That's why the initial thing, the plan or whatever that they sent to him as a non-starter, because it kind of forces his hand. If that was the starter, then he has nowhere to go if he does want to bounce.
It is interesting that if he did end up, if he was the one to say that, if he actually said that's, it, if he actually said it's a non-starter, that is like a pretty brash thing to say. Like it's, you know, you don't have to put it that way. You don't have to say that. You could be like, you could like publicly say, we've received it and we're reviewing it. You say anything like that. You don't have to say it's a non-starter, because saying it's a non-starter is like, well, you didn't even look at it. Like, you're like, no, fuck
the first thing is like, nope.
Fuck whatever they sent me. This is dumb as hell. It's not even worth my time. Like, that's not, I mean, he's a businessman. He knows what he's doing more than I do, but like, that's not,
he's not a businessman as well.
That's not good faith.
He's a businessman.
It's not good faith.
He knows business, man.
Shout out to
Jim. No, but does Silver have the ability to force a sale? Like, we saw it with like Sterling, and we saw it in the NFL with the Commanders. Wow. Like, if there's cause to force a sale, like, but if the money's met by the city,
Clippers, right? And he sort of did it with the Clippers, right? Like,
so I said with the Clippers and Sterling, and then with the Commanders, he forced the sale of the team. Does the commissioner, or do you need a certain percentage of owners to agree to it or something? Like, is there cause for, if the city agrees to all funding and he still tries to not do it, to say, all right, you sell your stake, majority stake?
I don't think so. I don't think owners would go for that, to be honest.
Sets a precedent.
They're all billionaires too. Like, I don't want to set that precedent. Like, hey, like I'm just making up an owner, but the owner for the Wizards, which is an extremely bad example. I think his name is Abe Pollin. But if he's like, hey man, I built this arena 20 years ago, I've put in my money, and now that I want this, yeah, I said 700 million, but that's just to get me to 800 million. And then he's like, yeah, so no, I don't think any of the owners would sign off on that. Yeah. They'd be like, well, that sucks, unless it interferes with the expansion money,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of the Blazers' saving grace,
which it might, which I've said
before.
Because this deal needs, when does the lease run up? Is it 28?
2030, I believe.
30 it is? And what's the timeline for expansion that the NBA is thinking? Is it like around then?
They kind of haven't really,
they haven't really
got that far on it.
Yeah. And they're kind of wishy-washy on that.
I guess that is kind of going to be the, if those timelines coincide. Because, I mean, I guess technically this doesn't need to be addressed. Like, it's not like super urgent, right? They're still 3.5 years away from it being like an actual emergency. But yeah,
now is the time to be working on it. Yes.
Yes, that's the thing.
Which I think, like, and to the city and the county and the state, to everybody's credit, like, they are ahead of it. Like, they're doing their job the way essentially they're supposed to be doing it right now. We'll see.
There's a There's a couple people. There's a couple of the people playing politics that I think are up for re-election that are trying to use this as a springboard or something.
But if you fuck this up, then you're a pariah in the state forever, So if anything, I think a politician would be using this to get in the good graces and to make a smart.
Well, they want to seem like they're playing fucking hardball with the fucking billionaire owner. We're not just going to bow down to the billionaires. Well, we're going to fight them a little.
Let me ask you this: how do you guys feel about that? If you have it. So I know there is a good majority of people in Portland and people in Oregon who would support that. Be like, don't bow down to billionaires. None of my tax money is going to be going towards this. But do you think the majority of Oregonians and Blazer fans and Portlandians, do you think that's how they feel? Do you think they would take well to a politician in the city going hard at Dundon? And taking this hard stance and fighting him and pushing him away. I don't think so. I think we're all scared right now, and we're wanting to do mostly whatever he wants, within reason.
You have to,
because you don't have a choice. Yeah,
I'm sorry. There's no choice. Sports have shown us it doesn't fucking matter.
I don't even need you to fake it. Just do what he asks.
Shout out to St. Louis. Hey, you won the moral high ground on the TD Jones Dome.
Yeah.
But you want to know what you don't have anymore? The fucking Rams. Yeah. And you want to know what you're never getting again, because you're now 0-2? An NFL team. And you want to know what Portland will never get again if the Blazers leave?
An NBA.
Maybe 75 years down the line, miss me with that. In our lifetimes, they will never, ever.
West Coast is going to be under the ocean. Get another. So, we're not going to have to worry about that.
Hey, listen, that'd be a sick stadium, sick arena. You know, that's more of a case to give us a baseball team.
Waterworld.
So they can play on a fucking island. You know, whatever. But my point is you can play the moral high ground on it. Should billionaires rely on taxpayers? No, not really.
Of course not.
They shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's already 60% funded, though. So it's.
Yeah, though that's
60% funded
it's
already.
It's already agreed upon, most of it. So the community, we're most of the way there already. We just got to get across the finish line with this guy.
Like I said, the simplest thing for these politicians, especially, is agree to the original baseline 600 whatever million it was. If he wants to be a fucking cheap prick asshole and start making a bunch of demands, okay, then you could start trying to act a little tough and trying to hold ground and stuff. If he asks for another $200-300 million or something like that,
yeah.
But if you just agree to the initial minimum ask, and it's a win for everyone.
Yeah, I like most of that initial proposition they put forward, because a lot of it was safeguards. A lot of it was okay, if we agree to this, then you need to agree that there's a long fucking rope that we have. You are not allowed to think about moving this franchise in the next 20 years or whatever it was. You can't even think about it. This lease that we're signing lasts fucking forever. And so I didn't think about that either.
How long the lease would actually be?
That's what I'm saying. You agree to the lease, and be fair, right? Because inflation and blah blah blah, it can fluctuate, and account for that. I guess is probably what's going to end up happening. But make sure that you secure it. If you're going to agree to give them all this money, which you already have most of it, secure it, secure your investment. It behooves the city to secure their investment, right?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't one of the bullet points in it a competitiveness level, they are trying to want them to meet? If I don't know if that's a minimum salary cap or that's what was.
Yeah, I read that line, and I don't know if you guys remember, because it's been a long time ago now, but during COVID, when the Pac, do you guys remember when the Pac-12 players had demands on what they needed to come back? Oh, and it was like, coaches can't make more than $4 million a year. It's like,
good luck.
Good luck, Nick Pickett. I can't wait to see you get, try and get that one through, Javon Holland. Like, what are we doing? Like, cool. It's a sweet demand. It's, and this one remind me kind of the same, but I didn't actually do the homework where they were like, we need all the arena employees, the vendors, you know, all the concession workers, whatever, to be unionized. And I'm like, do they do that? Is that a thing? Cause I feel like most concession stands are like volunteer people
or
for
at
like
worst,
raising funds.
Independent operators.
I think you're used to the Ducks. Like, I think the professional teams do that. I'm pretty sure. Right. Cause they do.
They, nice.
Like the concession people, don't they? Like, I'm not sure.
No, you think the person handing out programs gets health insurance?
I don't know, bro.
Dog. My buddy. My bro.
That's a thing,
this
right?
Is America.
You think old cold Miller Beer here is catching some
I could be 1,000% wrong. I hope I am.
I don't think the M's under the B bands were socialist ski.
Oh, Miller Beer here.
I'm just having a hard time believing that someone that works 9 home games at Lumen Field is in a union.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is if they do like the different teams too. So like they also do the Timbers games, they also do the Thorns and blah blah blah. So I don't know. I'm asking questions.
The Vendors Union of Seattle.
I don't know, bro.
You could be right. I said
the Vendors Association. Yeah,
just being skeptical and being like, I've seen arena workers. I don't think they're union.
Cole Miller Beer here.
They act. They work like they're union.
I was gonna say.
Where
every second counts the same.
I need a 30 for 30 on the Miller Beer chick from the M's games. That's what I need. I need to know where she is today.
Well, I'm gonna probably
maybe.
No, she's dead.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
I think throat cancer got her at some point.
Some broads just have deep voices, man. Jeez.
She sounded like Marge Simpson's sister in 1996. She's not alive.
No, but the competitiveness clause that they had. I only guarantee they put that in because they saw what Dundon did with the Canes. And I mean, as we saw, what was it, yesterday or today or whatever, they pretty much everyone that calls a game for the Blazers on any medium is gone.
Yeah.
As of right now, they
pretty much saw coming, like Calabro and Hurd, their contracts were running out. And it's like Calabro, I'm sure, made way too much money. So
Calabro made bank. Yeah. He's a legacy hire
for sure. And so they just didn't re-up their contracts. And everybody else, they offered super low contracts to come back.
Insulting offers.
Yeah, I think Brooke Olsendam is the only one in contract negotiations. Like everyone else is.
Yeah. I said it in the Discord, hire me for minimum wage. I will call Blazer games play by play for minimum wage. Hire me right now. I got experience, man. I did this shit for 10 years. Hire me right now. I will do play by play professional.
What's minimum wage in Multnomah County? 17 and change.
I'm saying. I'll take it.
Might cover your gas.
And they ain't flying me there. They're not going to fly me to games. They're not going to like let me in the arena. So I'll just do it from home. Watch it on TV.
Do it on Twitch. I'll just broadcast on Twitch.
I'm saying. Like,
better than broadcasting on Discord, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Hey, unless they want to sponsor us. Like, see, I'm bringing in money to the Blazers. Get a Discord sponsor? Come on, man.
Shout out to the Blazers, the only NBA team without a jersey sponsor. Good job.
Wow.
Well, just once Dundon will get one in.
Figure that out.
What was their last sponsor? Was it like a window company? I think it was a window. I think it was a window company.
I love this from Swoosh. Who will chonk harder, the Blazers D or Braga's laptop?
Well, it didn't. Yeah, Matisse Thybulle is now a Laker, so yeah.
At least,
those odds
I can restart. At least I can restart my laptop. Blazers D can't. Yeah, there's no restart.
Yeah, I don't think you could. You can't restart Dame's career.
Can you? Can you blow in the cartridge? I don't think so, man. I don't know.
But like Kevin Calabro, like in all honesty, I don't feel bad for him at all. He's been a millionaire since Bill Clinton was in office, and not to do class warfare, but he's fine.
And he kind of had a shitty attitude about everything too. Like, to be honest,
I don't think Jordan Kent is a good announcer. He is the home voice for the Golden State Valkyries of the W now. So good
is
for him.
He?
He is.
Hey, good for him.
But I've said before, I thought Calabro was such a bitch for being like, oh, this COVID stuff is a little too difficult. Throw in the rookie. Oh, yeah, next year comes. It's a little too hard. Throw in Kent still. And then when everything got back to normal, he was like, get Jordan Kent the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is my roost. I'm Kevin Calabro. Did you ever hear that Sean Kemp call in 1998? That was sick.
Yeah.
And the difference is also Calabro, if he wants to actually work, he could get hired on by somewhere else very easily. Lamar Hurd's going to be on a conference channel.
Like Hurd will be an NBA guy again, but
yeah, he's not
it's
terrible.
It's going to take him a couple of years.
Yeah.
No, but he'll be the Big 12. And that's where he'll be next year.
Travis DeMers on the radio side and Michael Holton, like that, you know, they don't make.
Demers wasn't making that much money to be like, he was probably already making the league minimum.
And he sort of like hustled for them. He did a lot of things for them.
It's going to be interesting to, and like Neil Everett. Love the guy on SportsCenter.
Did you see him once do a Blazers thing? I didn't.
It was a big deal. And then he just never really showed up.
I am like, that was the biggest surprise this week, was hearing that he was still getting a paycheck from them.
And he did. And I'm exaggerating a little. Like, I saw him a few times.
I never did.
But he was not a staple. And like Tom Haberstroh, big name in NBA circles. Shout out to Tom Haberstroh. He was the analytics guy. He did it for 3 seasons, and he's, I think he still lives in Charlotte, so it was all remote. Granted, that time
is
difference.
Is he like
sucks,
the statistician guy, or
diving deep into Donovan Clinging shots from 6 feet or didn't need it. It was unnecessary. You know, no offense to him, he's good at what he does. Yeah. Didn't bring anything to the broadcast, but like meat and bones, the steak and potatoes of it. You know, it's not fun.
At least, like, you know, like Alex Speier for the Red Sox on Nesson.
Yeah.
Shit like that. It's like it's completely unnecessary.
Unnecessary. And like Nesson can pull it off because a bazillion people are watching that every night.
You've seen it happen. You can do a broadcast by yourself. You can do all of that stuff. It is possible. Like, you just, as long as you set yourself up for success, you can keep stats. I mean, it's a professional organization, so they have somebody who prints out the stats and can bring you the stats or whatever.
Of course.
Have a monitor if you're in the arena. But like, you can keep stats. You can have talking points. You can do a halftime show by yourself. You can do the entire broadcast by yourself. It is possible. It sucks.
Like someone,
it's a lot of work, but you can do it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But since Oregon moved to the Big Ten, I believe Joey Mack does all the road games completely solo.
Yeah.
Because Luke Jackson has a coach and a family, and and monetarily, they probably just don't feel necessary to fly him to a Piscataway to call a game no one's going to listen to.
Yeah.
And like the Tom Dungeon thing, like one of the big talking points is when he got the Hurricanes, he fired their radio voice of like 39 years, started in Hartford as the Whalers guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated seeing this bullet point because I was like, fuck, probably at a point. They took a whole year, they did the meters, and there were some nights 2,000 people were listening to the radio call. Most nights it was closer to 500.
It's radio.
Again, I know, and it's hockey in Charlotte. or Raleigh, North Carolina. But I was like, oh, damn it. I don't want to see the truth about the situation. That sucks.
I know. It's
and I'm sure the Blazers had better listenership on the radio than that. But and like maybe, just kind of on that note.
Maybe.
Well, I would bet the Blazers are more.
Like I would listen for like the 10 minutes I go to the store.
But that's all I would do too. Like yeah, if I hop in the car and actually I was listening to that station driving home from work today and the guy that runs the station was saying, he's like, well, I don't even know if the Blazers have a radio team anymore. Yeah,
they
and
don't
the co-host
right now.
Laughed and he was like, no, because I'm the guy that like,
yeah, I talk with them about it. Yeah.
And they don't, no,
there's no one to talk to right now.
We don't have a contract with them anymore. So
that's wild. That's wild.
Well, also, I mean, hockey and basketball. I mean, baseball is the king of radio. It's still, it's just so slower paced, you know, it's just easier listening.
1,000%.
So there's a reason why, especially of a dying median end radio, that those two sports would be the first to go compared to baseball.
And it, you know, it sort of goes back to the things he did when he first took over. Like he, you know, the hotel stuff, the cost cutting stuff that everybody's like, oh, what a cheap asshole. And then you actually sort of look into it and you're like, you know, it is
not wrong on all of it.
It is kind of a waste of money. Like
I was reading something that after the 2020 bubble experience, the NBA changed some rules and everything, all 30 teams became a little more bloated, you know, on the, again, I'm not asking for anyone to lose their job. I'm not saying,
God,
but
no. Yeah.
If we're being honest, whatever the sport is, even the NFL, watch an NFL game and see how many guys are in official team gears on the sidelines and ask yourself, if 8 of them disappeared, would you notice? Would the players notice? No, would the, like, again, I know I'm not trying to defend it, but every time someone gets fired, it's not like the
It depends if it affects the players. Like if it's someone that affects the players, that's
is Tom Haberstroh not being able to talk about, you know, some obscure stat.
Yeah, see, that doesn't matter. And even
that doesn't matter. And he's perfectly fine. I'm sure he will miss this 6-figure stream because of course you would.
Yeah.
He's a big name. He's Neil Everett. Neil Everett lives in Southern California still. That helicopter ride to bring him up to Moda 9 times a year? Not necessary. Like, on that one, I'm sorry.
No.
Like, getting rid of Travis Demers or whoever the radio voice was, I think, I've said before, I think the simulcast thing is a bad idea. I mentioned that I listened to the Duck stuff years ago. It doesn't translate the same. Yeah. But if you don't know, you don't know, and you just get used to it, and that's what he's banking on. Because there is no way in fucking hell he's hiring a new radio team.
No,
it's good. Whoever does TV is just
doing both,
doing radio as well.
Yeah, it's
it will be the only team in the NBA to do that, and the only other team in the NBA that doesn't just for like layers of all the other NBA teams, none of them simulcast. And the only team that doesn't travel on the road is the Raptors team, because that is apparently very expensive. Different countries.
Yeah, sure. Passport situation.
Passport situation.
I got to say, like, I am radio guy. I used to do this, like, genuinely. And I am fine with it. Like if you have the TV broadcast, if you're doing that part and you want to simulcast it on radio to the 300 people who might listen to it.
Hundreds of people.
Like might listen to it. I'm fine with it. Like if I'm listening for the 15 minutes that I go to the store and come back or whatever, like I'm not going to care. I'm not going to care. No. Like
you're 100% right.
There's maybe dozens of people who listen to every game on the radio. Maybe like Booble said he used to be one of them because he worked like a swing shift. And so we'd have it on, which it's like, I think even then, I think you'd probably get used to it. Like the play-by-play guy would just have to know, like, you're broadcasting for both, so you're going to have to describe things a little bit more. And that's fine. That's fine.
Moving left to right on your radio dial.
Oh, I love, like, I've
had, I'm watching on TV.
I forget who used to say that, but they tell me they hated that shit. And I was like, fuck that. That's awesome. I love when radio guys
I like
do that.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear left to right on your radio dial.
Look, Grant McHill, like, taught me that. Like, he taught me to love that back when I used to be his color guy. Ugh. Love it. Right to left on your radio dial is great.
It's visualization. Now you hear it.
Yeah,
you're just driving. You gotta set the
fucking scene, man.
And you just see it. You're like, oh, Damian Lillard from three over here. Kenyon Barner just scored
over there. You picture.
I know what that stadium looks like, so I can picture it.
You have to say the direction they're going. You have to give the color of their uniforms. Like, you have to do that shit. You have to.
The Blazers wearing their, you know, foundation reds or whatever they, you know.
There you go. You have to say it.
Association grays.
They brought back Mike and Mike. Who brought back Mike and Mike? Are they doing something now?
There's no way Mike Rice is coming back. No. He hates the Blazers now.
That's funny. I did love them, by the way, as a team.
And he's lived in Florida for like 6 years. That man is pickled.
Rice?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Barrett's still out here doing the...
Yeah, Rice is retired in Florida. Okay. That man is...
Is he still... I guess I would have seen something if Mike Rice died.
Yeah, I feel like we would know if he died. But yeah. I stopped paying attention to him in like 2022, and I was like... That man loves brown liquor in the sun.
Yeah, it could be a McConnell thing. He could have been dead for the last year and just...
No one would know.
Nobody would know.
Nobody checked on him.
No.
I love that shit so much. Like, all the McConnell, like, conspiracy theories and, like, oh, that picture they took. It's like, they took that from another hospitalization, like, 2 years ago. It's an old picture. He's really dead. Oh, I love it.
I was about to mention Brian Wheeler, and then I saw the Bubo mention that he passed away, and I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
But also, I will say that people were very upset when Brian Wheeler was let go, which, again, he couldn't travel anymore.
His health. Yeah, that's why.
But you want to know what? People moved on. I know people didn't love Travis Demers because some people just don't, but people love Mike and Mike. And you want to know who they supplanted? Was Bill fucking Shonley. Yeah. Like, people do move on. I mean, not everyone. Yeah. I mean, like, we have Kay Wade in the Discord. He hates Steven Nelson, and it might be the Asian vibes that you. Yeah. but I think most Dodger fans have gotten over Vin Scully being gone at this point.
Wow, hate Steven Nelson.
Is Charlie Steiner? I need to watch a Dodger. Is Charlie Steiner still?
I thought so. Right. I think so.
I kind of flip through. I haven't paid attention much this year, so I don't know.
That used to be fun. Like, back when I had Charles's MLB app, I could do the radio broadcast sometimes. That was good shit.
Yeah.
Are Oregon fans going to be the same with Jerry Allen?
No, because I honestly, the vibe I get from Oregon fans,
they're slow rolling this so fucking much. Like,
is that they know Jerry and Don Essig are both cooked, and they're like, please just win the title, so they can call it, and then Essig can be on the sideline in Miami or Glendale or Miami wherever it is, and then they can retire. Like. Because if Oregon wins the title this year, I think we have a new play-by-play guy, think we have a new voice of Autzen. Because Don Essig, again, legend.
Love him. But he's on fumes, man. Like,
you see him, and you're like, he talks better than he looks, and he still talks terribly.
But they should be getting forced out right now. They should be, but they're not. And I think that's what's helping. I think that's what will help fans and be like, oh, they've been slipping now for a while. So when they actually do retire,
there is no scenario in which either one of them is going to be forced out.
They're too entrenched.
I know they are, but they should.
No way.
Don Essig was like a loved
yeah,
principal in the state, yeah, in the town.
The PR hit is, yeah, not worth it.
like I said,
it's not. But
you watch Don Essig, and I'm sure Jerry Allen is the same way. I just haven't seen him out in public. Yeah. When people see Don Essig out in public, they hit him with reverence, but they approach him like he is so frail that
they're like our last two presidents. If why I mean we I get it. I mean, these guys have been the voice of our Oregon athletics all our lives. Yeah. But there's a point, especially like Duck basketball, he gets things wrong constantly. Yes. Like
he doesn't do it anymore.
No,
but his last few years doing.
I always hate when they like shoehorn him into big games that he has no business doing.
Yeah,
in the sports that he doesn't do normally. I hate that shit. I hate that they did that with Joey Mack like a few years ago with softball, because he never does softball. But they I remember like the first year they made the College World Series or whatever, and he just like for whatever reason they threw him in to the broadcast instead of like the KWVA kids who have been doing it all fucking season long. And I was like, dude, fuck that. He's stealing their fucking thunder. People are finally listening in, and they're throwing him in instead. That is bullshit.
And they threw Jerry into one of the regional games. Mm-hmm. I heard. Yeah. I was like, he has no idea.
He doesn't follow the team.
No, it doesn't. But it's easy. Just all they have to do. I mean, they can just go back and do it. All you have to do is just record and save like some of their classic lines, and then play that the one time. And then have the new person like, so there's still like a part of the experience, but they're not
it
there
never
anymore.
Rains in Austin
like,
Stadium. You just play. You it, do, it's
just
it's,
play it.
That becomes
button.
A tradition. Having yes, him, exactly. His voiceover say that, and then you're good. And then play by play, it's going to be somebody else. Like it's going to be Joey Mack unless they hire some. Like,
oh, it's going to be Joey.
Unless they hire some big name from another market, which they're not going to do. So like we just got to. At some point, it's just gonna happen, and I think you're right, Kang. I think Oregon's just like, please God, for so many reasons, win a national title, so we can just turn the page on so much for
and
this program,
does,
for the announcers, for everything. Like
Jerry Allen's final call, like if they win the title, his call will make you cry.
Yeah,
I mean,
he will cry.
He will be crying. Yeah.
There's a 50% chance he might just die after it, like of just like the relief of finally, everything, my life has been fully fulfilled now. Oregon finally won. All right, we're good.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's so funny thinking about this because he used to just be radio guy. Like he used to just he was on KUGN yeah. morning host. Yeah. Like, and he did the games for KUGN. Like, but back before. Or like Oregon Sports Network existed before the athletic department decided to start paying people, and you know, like he's just a radio guy. It's so wild thinking that he's like this entrenched Oregon icon at this point. But it makes sense.
Don't
it's
don't
like
you
30
go,
plus
but,
years, right? It's
don't you want to go out like that? Like totally. You said, like Vin Scully was still really sharp when he hung it up.
He was
but
also,
like, don't
he was
you
like
want to
95
go?
Though, right?
Exactly, and he. But he was still like,
yeah, he was.
But he knew it was. You would think you'd be like, all right. I mean, I guess the gig is just so easy and so not like a huge commitment that it's not like a huge deal to do. Like Scully doing fucking a million games still in his 90s, like
just endless stories, man. Just incredible. Then, just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but then also, boo.
Hey, hot take. Vin Scully, really good. Hey,
yeah.
Hot take.
Yeah. But also, Booble put, you know, the touchdown, Oregon. A new guy is going to want to do that call each touchdown, time. And you're not going to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to be able to get that one through.
God, and he fucks those up sometimes, too.
Brian Bennett, touchdown, Oregon. Sir, that was a Polynesian guy.
<Yes. laughs> Oh, my God. It's so painful. Like
Marcus Murata. Touchdown Ducks.
I tell you guys, like because they post all the games on like there's a podcast for OSN, and they post all of them. They post all the games after they're over, all the wins, actually.
Yeah, they don't do the losses.
They don't
right?
do the losses. No. Yeah. So you can listen to them, and I'll go on runs and listen to them, and it's great. And boy, like half the touchdowns he gets right, it's like, ah, oh, man, that stunk. Like, I was really looking forward to hearing that highlight. It's like, oh, man.
Can we go
back to the Chip Kelly years? You were so good during the Chip Kelly years. He was, by the way, he was incredibly good during the Chip Kelly years.
Prime.
Yes, it really was. Okay, we got anything else? Any other sports?
Do we have an obscure list from Ski?
Hey, I do have one.
Yeah, we got six weeks. Is it six?
Do we want to? Yeah, do we want to mention the SEC at all and them trying
threatening to secede?
Threatening to secede. Yep.
No, I mean classically, it works well when the South tries to secede from the North.
Yeah, you know, if only there were like
generally goes swimmingly. Like my thing on that is how I think it's just dumb. Dead on arrival posturing is yes, Alabama, LSU, Florida, blah, blah, blah. They are big brands. People watch them unequivocally. You can hate them. If your team's not playing on a Saturday and you see it's Florida, Georgia, you're stopping in. Like, don't be a hipster and tell me you're going to FS3 to watch Wyoming and Air Force. You're not.
It'll be a bat on the background minimum at least.
Thing is like, okay, so they make their own thing and they just play each other. No one's gonna. That's not fun. Nope. No one's gonna care. Like that'll get a lot of buzz, a lot of money up front. You're not gonna care because you're just watching. The same geographical footprint. And over the years, that geographical footprint would get lessened because Ohio State and whoever, you know, the big power you want to say, could be like, why do you just want to play in one of five states? You know, come to Ohio State. We're going to fly you to Los Angeles to play. Like, you're going to play in Seattle. You know what I mean? Like, these are just different games. It's just, I think it's stupid. It's never going to happen.
The Super League
thing might happen, but the SEC thing.
But and we also saw this experiment with LIV. You want to split off from the big entity and try to go alone?
That was literally my first thought.
And it came out, the PGA essentially took control of like the Asian Tour, the deep, you know, all the other smaller tours, which was
Asian tour?
Kind of the LIV's Asian Tour.
Did someone
yes.
say Asian Tour?
The DP World Tour and the Asian Tour, which was kind of their last small semblance of lifeline of, this tour could be a feeder for LIV. And now it sounds like there's maybe one tournament left. And following next year, they are, I think they're cutting everything down by like 80%, all the purses. Not everyone that shows up doesn't automatically get like $1 million. It is deader than dead now, and that's essentially what the SEC is going to have to deal with. No one wants to watch this kind of, as you said, the same 14 teams only play each other, and then
no one
have to say. Well, it would be like LIV. It was a thing for a year or two, and then it was okay. This is not that competitive. You know, these aren't the best players in the country playing. And then they're going to try to claim they're the best team. You know, however they're going, the talking heads will at least be like, oh, this is the best team in America that.
But it's
didn't
also
play any other team in the country.
It's also SEC people talking out of both sides of their mouth. Because now this is the first year they have to play 9 conference games. Yeah. And all the coaches are already like, we got duped. I would have never agreed to this if I didn't think the playoff was going to 24 teams. Because now we're all going to be 9-3 or 8-4, where we would have been 10-2 and 9-3. So they don't want to play 9 SEC. They're going to play 12. I thought we were looking out for the safety of your student athletes, Eli Drinkwitz. I thought it was too dangerous to play SEC football 9 weeks out of the year, let alone 12. You're telling me you don't care about these teenagers? John Summerall at Florida?
What? Like, I you know, the one thing I couldn't glean of it all is, what is their grievance? Like, what rules do they want changed so bad that
they want a salary cap.
They want to, they are, right, because that's now
the
they're
biggest one, because they realized it's a numbers game.
Yes.
So like the Texas
it's
Tech.
It's always been one. They just had the numbers before anyone else.
Right. Right. But like outside of a few teams that have like the mega donor, like the Big Ten, Wisconsin like makes more than Alabama because they have 1,000 million alums who just donate $1,000 a year.
Super duper old money too. Like,
and as Oregon guys, Oregon grads, fans, blah, 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 blah. Oregon's a really small school too. They are very lucky to have the benefactor because they would be kind of in the same position as some other schools. So that's what they want. They want a salary cap.
So it's Georgia, LSU, Alabama, you know, the top of them butthurt that they're not dominating and winning anymore. Is
that they have to compete.
Yes. Because it used to, like, it's crazy that 5 years ago, $50,000 in a McDonald's bag and a Dodge Charger would get you a 5-star.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now, it's millions.
And it's all official and clean.
And it's official, and you have to pay it.
Yeah.
This is not a dude
it's
meeting
a
you on
binding
the side of the road.
Contract. Yeah.
It's legal.
But what is their is it just them being cheap, or do they not actually have the money? Like,
they don't have the money.
They just don't have the money.
Both.
They don't have the alumni for it.
Both.
Yeah.
It can be both.
I think if they had the money, they would spend it. They just don't have the money.
If they are so great and have produced so many professional athletes for the NFL, where's your alumni? I mean, you could get $10 million just from your alumni at Alabama that are currently in the NFL. Like,
their thing is they go, well, I can't ask that every year. Yeah. I can ask for I can ask Mark Ingram for a one-time payment. Hmm. I can ask Tim Tebow for a big endowment, but I can't do it every
year.
You're
not asking athletes. You're asking like the people who start Fortune 500s, like, and if you don't have them, then
they're not coastal. They're not. Coastal,
I was gonna say, so they're
not,
so poor and poorly educated that they don't have the rich alumni. Is
you're,
that what
you're coloring in some lines? I'm not comfortable to do, but I'm not gonna say.
In our world, we battle more academically prowess teams.
I'm pretty sure someone just released like a top 10 worst states that fall under education. You know. Living and all that. And I'm pretty sure it was like 8 of the 10 were SEC schools. So it's.
They were. I saw that list.
There's a certain region that seems really prominent on that.
And honestly, is this all the SEC? I don't know if Oklahoma and Texas are that upset about this.
Well, I don't think Texas gives a shit. Texas does.
They got the money. So it's like, why are you speaking for us about seceding? Yeah. We're fine with what things
Texas
are going right
fine.
Now.
Texas is fine.
Huh. Talk for yourselves, fucking Alabama. You know, don't lump
like
us in
LSU.
With you.
Yeah. Even LSU, it came out last week.
They're sitting it out. They're like
LSU
off to the side while Kirby Smart's being interviewed.
Yeah.
And like
Lane, I think Lane. Yeah. Tennessee should have some money. Right? There's still some SEC schools should have.
Tennessee has the family that owns the Browns is the big Tennessee benefactor. Mm. So Tennessee doesn't care either.
And how does Florida? Yeah, it's crazy that I get Alabama, Auburn, I guess, but some like Florida should have alumni and money. Like, really?
If you were a billionaire, would you just throw money at Oregon?
Yes.
If I was a billionaire,
because you can write it off. Yeah. Like,
well, yeah,
might
I
as
mean,
well, I guess.
Plus, you get all the perks of being a big time donor. Yeah. Why the fuck
you
not?
Get a billion
what am I going to
after
what
you?
Gonna,
like,
what am I going to do with this $5 million? What's this to me?
$5 million. I'm saying 500 million is what I'm saying. Yeah. But
I mean, I'm not building that much. I don't know if I'm building buildings.
Okay,
but
no,
I think I probably would.
I'm getting
USC.
Running backs and linebackers, though. I'll tell you that
as
much.
We just saw from USC, you can pay to build a facility.
Yeah,
and down the road, they can be like, you want to know what? We're just tearing it down, and we're not putting your name on anything else. And the guy's like, I paid for that, and you just knocked it down.
Bummer.
And now my name.
We kind of hoped you'd be dead by now.
Yeah. Tough shit.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, but the whole point. I
do you
want to
give us, give us more so we can put your name on another building?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is goes nowhere. A super like a North and a South Super League, where you have like 224 team divisions, conferences, whatever. That's the only way to go. They just can't go off on their own. They're not. It's not a good enough product to stand alone against.
Too much infrastructure they'd have to build.
It's too insular. Being insular does not work in the long run.
And is ESPN going to be okay with this? Because they give the SEC so much money. Are they going to be fine with that?
That's all they really cover. I mean, I guess they kind of cover the Big 12, but...
I mean... Probably,
I don't know. Yeah,
it probably changes the value a little bit if the playoff.
That's what I'm saying.
The playoff isn't involved, but like, I mean,
and then also if they do go their own, then it's I forget some fucking mouth breather was saying like, oh, they could still play Ohio State and you know Oregon and all those schools. Like, why would they play an SEC school that's in its own separate thing? What on earth did that have to gain from it? They will not.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's crazy.
But I did love this classic SEC fucking fellatio party that's been going on has now started to merge back over to, have you seen these SEC schedules? They're so loaded. There's no other school could play these level of fucking schedules.
It's just because of the preseason rankings, which is always the thing.
This has been like this for fucking ever. Yeah. Like, if you rank Kentucky in the top 20 to start the season,
Florida. Like, why is Florida ranked? Stop doing that.
Some
like,
people have Florida making the playoffs.
Stop doing that. Cut it out.
This year, Florida.
Guys.
Florida.
You guys.
Have you watched them lately? I remember 2008. I remember the Urban years too. I remember Danny Warfel. Been a minute.
We were all there.
Been a minute for Florida.
Tebow ain't walking through that door. Aaron Hernandez.
That's another reason why I
want
Oregon. Oregon just needs to win a title. So then forever, they can always just be like, it could be 50 years from now. Well, they got national championship pedigree. They got to step up. You know,
well, you know what would be fitting is the SEC succeeds and then Oregon wins a national title. And then there'll be always be an asterisk of, oh, well, not all the best teams were in that tournament. So that's not a real title.
Well, get used to it, SEC. I think we're going on 4 years if you guys have not won the title. So my favorite graphic before we move on, my favorite graphic out of this convo I saw was someone put up a graphic. It was like, this is what the last three national championship games would look like if the SEC had seceded. And it was just Miami, Indiana, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan, Washington, just the games that actually
the same
happened.
Games, yeah. Well,
I think we're there.
All right.
That's why Nick Saban got out, guys.
Oh, but he didn't, because he's still back there fucking doing his chirping today.
Oh, he's chirping. He's chirping.
He needs to go the fuck away.
He needs to save it. Somebody needs to pull Saban aside and be like, you know, you're kind of likable, like on game days.
Yeah. Just
you suck every other day. Just shut up about the SEC. Like, 5 years ago, you had that bully pulpit. You guys don't now. Mm-hmm. You absolutely don't. Indiana won the national title. Indiana beat Alabama 38-3 in the Rose Bowl. And I think Alabama caught more jokes than Oregon did because they kicked a field goal down 38-0 in like the fourth inside like the 15-yard line because they just wanted to score points.
Yep. Doesn't
like,
even get on the board.
That it was.
Woof.
I forget that I saw a stat. It was like the score the SEC had in the playoff. They were like got outscored like 128 to like in their third, like in the 30s or 40s. Like it's. They have not been competitive. They have not been competitive.
Well, so Will Levitt's in the conference now. So SEC's different. So watch out.
Is it Sam Levitt or Will Levitt?
Sam.
Same.
Will Levitt is somebody else.
He's definitely a person. I know that name too.
Is he also a quarterback?
Will Levitt is someone.
He was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, Will Levis,
Kentucky.
Yeah,
you're thinking Levis. That's why we're off. Yeah,
like ate bananas in a weird way or something.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go, banana dude. Yeah.
Levis. Okay. Levis.
Hey, Ski, do your six to yeah.
6 weeks till Oregon football trivia
game. Come on,
question game person. Thing.
Trivia.
Yeah. All right. So
I like this, by the way, because it genuinely reminds me how far we are away from the start of the season. Like it actually helps yeah. me. So.
Well, Levis was the mayo guy, not the banana guy, by the way. So we got I got a twofer here.
A twofer.
The first one, name the last, I think it might just be six total. Name the six total conference freshmen of the year from Oregon.
LaMichael James.
Michael James, 09, yep.
Cliff Harris?
No Cliff Harris.
Huh. Freshman. So so they were freshmen. Freshman what again?
They were fresh conference freshmen of the year.
Panay Sewell?
No Panay Sewell.
Thibodeau?
Thibodeau, 2019.
Jonathan Stewart?
No Jonathan Stewart.
Haloti Ngata?
No Haloti Ngata.
They got to be skill players.
They probably didn't even have those awards back then, actually.
Four of the six are skill players. Two defensemen.
DeAnthony?
This one's too obscure for me, so.
What'd you say, Roger?
DeAnthony?
DeAnthony Thomas, 2011.
Okay. So I got LaMichael, DeAnthony.
Thibodeau.
I said somebody, Thibodeau. Yeah, okay. Mariota, because he was like a red shirt.
Marcus Mariota. That's...
Oh, he's not a freshman.
Yeah.
Red shirt is not even considered a freshman anymore.
Yeah.
Because
LaMichael was as a red. LaMichael was as a red shirt too.
Yeah. I don't. I don't like.
Yeah, two more: a running back and a safety.
WCP says Pat Chung.
Oh nope, close though.
Javon Holland.
Nope.
Oh, Jairus Byrd.
Jairus Byrd.
Okay.
And then last one is a running back.
It's not Kenyon. Oh, Royce Freeman.
Royce Freeman. Yep.
There you go. Boom. You go. All six, bitch. Bitch. You ain't shit, bitch.
Right, terrible. This is too, that's such an obscure.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
You don't like that
red
one?
All right. Freshman on the
fake
list.
Fan. Fake fan. Fake fan.
They've been there for 24 months and he's been freshman of the year. Fuck off.
You even watch the Ducks? Jesus.
Fuck
all right.
Off.
Here's the other one. Name the six Oregon alumni that are in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Gary Zimmerman, Dan Fouts.
Haloti.
Yeah.
Van Brocklin.
Haloti's in.
Van Brocklin.
Three.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't there a coach?
Dave Wilcox.
Good call.
If you tell me John Madden counts in this one, I'm raging. Okay, all right.
He fucking should.
George Seifert.
Yeah, Mel Renfro.
Mike Bellotti.
Mel Renfro.
Yeah, WCP got that one.
Yep. One more.
It's just players?
Just players, yeah, I'd assume. I didn't even look at it. I saw NFL Hall of Fame.
You did say Zimmerman?
Yeah, Zimmerman.
Yep, we got Gary. This was a guy I looked him up. He played 1 year at Oregon and then transferred.
What side of the ball? Time.
I don't even know. I didn't even know who the fuck he really was. Let's see. When he played in, he was born in 1912 and died in 1979. So
that's helpful. And you didn't know who he was? Have you heard of the name?
He played fullback and halfback.
Fuck out of here.
Bob Berry.
Nope. Played 7 years with the New York Giants from 36 to 43. I
have no idea who this is.
No idea.
Puffy Lehmans.
Oh, I've heard of that name.
Puffy Lehmans. Well, there you go. They classify him as a Hall of Fame Oregon alum.
I've heard the name. I didn't know he played for Oregon.
The 1 year, then transferred to George Washington.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Where's George Washington?
D.C.
Is it?
I mean,
okay.
Safe assumption.
I don't think it's just a clever name.
All right.
It's not the Shitty Beatles.
Yeah. What's the, is that it?
That is the Oregon Week 6 trivia game.
6 weeks till the game. 6 weeks till the game. Hey, you fucking were brilliant last week. I got it this week.
No, that first one today, yeah. I had no idea.
Cool.
I know two of them, and then I know.
WCP saying 44 days until draft day for TSB FFL. So King can do his fantasy football updates again.
Well, I'm not sure if this is true. He said he played when Oregon was whites only. I mean, that could have been in like the 60s or 70s even.
Hey, no, we had Bobby Moore.
Oh, I forgot about Bob. Old Bob.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of Shai Huntington. I assume he was white, though. He played in like the aughts, so probably.
I think he threw a football like this.
Hey. Yeah. Run long.
He was a fucking leatherhead.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Smoking heaters on the sideline.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking real Americans.
So we don't have a list. So do we just want to call it? Are we good? We're like an hour 15.
We've been going a little long, I feel like.
Okay.
It's plenty of time.
Let's call it. Right on. Okay. Our movie this week, if you guys will remember, is your movie. Because we are doing a director month, and it's the first time we've done that, and you guys voted on it, and it's Steven Spielberg, so we're doing Spielberg month. You guys also voted on the movies, and so the first one, we're going in order of how many to the fewest in terms of the top four. And the fourth place finisher was Raiders of the Lost Ark. And so we were watching Raiders this week, and you can listen to us talk about it on Sunday. The
I believe it was on
Disney Plus.
I believe Paramount as well.
Okay. I don't know. I just know.
So if you have that option, people. Yes.
Okay. There you go. So Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, all of the pluses. You can watch Indiana Jones. Yeah, all the movies are on there. You know what? If you're up for it, just do a marathon. Fuck it. Maybe skip the last one. But, you know.
You would almost... A marathon for you is just Raiders and then Last Crusade.
Yeah,
because you hate
much.
Temple of Doom.
I would watch
Crystal Skull.
I would watch Crystal Skull.
Dial of Destiny.
I would watch Crystal Skull.
You would watch?
I would.
It's fucking sick. Mm-hmm. Sicko behavior there.
Sicko mode. Yep. All right. That's it.
Shout out Travis Scott.
Yeah. thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.